Welcome to Tanakh Daily, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. I'm Rabbi Shai Sussman, and today we'll be discussing Tehillim chapter 77. This chapter is 21 psukim in it. In this prayer, Asaf yearns for personal redemption by calling out to God from a place of pain. This is why it starts with the words Lamanatseach al Yadusun. The word Yadusun is the name of a musical instrument, but it also means dinim and judgment, which makes this parak a good one to say if you're feeling a lot of pain and judgment in your life. Now for the parak summary. There's essentially three parts to the parak. In the first part of the parak, Asaf expresses his pain to Hashem. He raises his voice to God by calling out to God when he's in trouble. He relates feeling no relief from his wounds and a deep sense of emptiness within his soul. Asaf tells Hashem he feels so distraught he can't even open his mouth. He also questions God's role in this world and wonders if there's still divine providence. In the second part of the parak, Asaf finds comfort in recalling the goodness of God. He reflects upon God's omnipotence, how he's constantly doing wonders in the world. God is pure and will redeem his people with strength. In the third and last part of the parak, it switches gears by relating God's complete control over the weather. The Mefarshim point out these are references to the times of the splitting of the sea when Hashem took the Jewish nation out of Egypt. The waters were immediately scared when they saw Hashem. Your thunder was heard by the sky and your lightning lit up the earth. The earth quaked when it saw you. Asaf then emphatically states, at that time Hashem saved us through the two brothers, none other than Moshe and Aaron. Now for the highlight pasuk. In verse 7 it says, I recall the music in the night. I meditate in my heart. My spirit searches. Rabbi Nachman explains this pasuk about the practice of hispoidedus, which is speaking to Hashem by yourself in your own language. So it's like this. When a person focuses on their good points, that's considered like making music. Because when you make music, you separate the high points from the low points, the good notes from the bad notes, until you get the exact melody or song you want. When we sift and clarify our good points from our bad ones, it's also clarifying the good from the bad, the ruach tov from the ruach ra, positive energy from the negative energy. Therefore, Asaf was saying, at nighttime I recall my music, meaning I pour my heart out to God in hispoidedus personal prayer. That's also why I use the word ezkera, I remember, because the main thing to recall and remember is the alma da'asi, the world to come, to constantly think of the purpose of this world and your mission in life. May we merit to fulfill our missions in life, to focus on our good points and not be overwhelmed by our negative ones, to engage in one-on-one meaningful relationship with God every day of our lives through the practice of hispoidedus, personal prayer. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.